Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
That's Aerosmith bringing this back. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Adrian Ott, outstanding member of our Brain Trust now for more than 7 years, author of the 24-Hour Customer, ExponentialEdge.com. Did I say that right, Adrian?
That's correct.
I encourage you to go there and check it out. Can they find the market research article that you wrote about this, the 7 pitfalls and opportunities? Is that on the website?
No, it's not, but it will be available via the C-Suite.
Okay, so check it out. And, Adrian, let's talk about some more of these. Now, we've only got a short time for this segment. How would you net out the rest of your pitfalls and opportunities? Folks, this we're talking about becoming just incrementally first more sophisticated in your market research. Just do some research, get some help. It's not going to be that expensive. And think you got to think of it as an investment, right? Not an expense.
Absolutely. I think it's part of your operations for your business. And people often think market research equals a survey. And probably the number one thing I would say is there are tons of tools in the toolbox. It could be as simple as you mentioned, Jim, about just talking to some of your customers. It could be monitoring the internet and your Facebook and, you know, customer comments online. It could be doing telephone interviews. So there's a lot of things that you can do and even having like college students monitor and observe customers. You could film,
right,
you know, with their permission.
Oh, listen,
film customers.
Listen,
using your product.
We use the heck out of college students here. We've been doing the kids, the college interns. Why can't I think of that word? I have one working for me right now. Interns.
interns.
What I'm saying is they can do great work.
Interns are fantastic at doing this stuff. I mean, obviously it's a perfect project for a summer because you can give them and say, I want you to go out and do this. I want you to design this. I want you to go out.
These are good on your resume. These kids are smarter than I was when I was that age.
Oh, yeah, and if you've got data to analyze, oh, my gosh.
I was a good employee when I was in college because I was working my way through college, but I wouldn't have been a very good intern because I didn't, you know, I mean, but these days, these kids are coming out of college with some really good capability.
Yes, we use interns in our business extensively.
They're not just for getting coffee and running errands anymore.
Oh, God, no. No.
Put them to work.
They are fantastic.
Yeah.
And we've actually used interns to run research on our own business, trying to get some feedback from our own clients as to what we could do better and what our opportunities are.
And some professors, get to know some professors, they'll take your business on as a project for the students.
Yes, and if you can get them to do that, then you can trade. They get credit for what they're doing.
Exactly,
which is wonderful.
Exactly. All right. What else?
Okay, so thinking about not just surveys and really trying to look at customer interactions, but also when you do get out there, think about your research question design. You know, don't just throw a bunch of things together. Spend some time thinking about what kind of questions you want.
This is an area where you need the most help with, isn't it?
Yes, and this is where, you know, get somebody to review it because you could be asking questions but inserting a lot of bias into the process.
Yeah, I would say that you probably don't know. You probably only know about 25% of what you yourself doing your survey. You probably only get it about 25% right. Number one, because you'll get part of it correct because it'll be technically correct. You get part of it wrong because you're not thinking the way the marketplace is thinking, and then you won't be able – you need somebody to help you with what's coming at you from the future.
Absolutely. That is dead on, Jim, because, you know, I oftentimes get – my team and my company, we often get handed stuff that's been done by other groups, and it's a lot of garbage in, garbage out, and we can't glean as much. You know, these companies paid a lot of money or they and a lot of time to make this happen, and then we get it, and there's so little we can get out of it because it's so poorly designed.
Yep, and you have to start over again. So, folks, please get some help, and that's what you do, isn't it?
Absolutely. We work with a lot of startups and large companies
all over all over the place, right? You do a lot of virtual work.
Yes, we do, yeah. Globally.
So the exponentialedge.com. So last thoughts, 20 seconds. Adrian?
I'm sorry?
Last thoughts, 20 seconds. Your last thoughts. What are your last thoughts?
Oh, last thoughts. I couldn't hear you.
My fault.
So last thoughts is... really, this is a tool for your business, and you should be thinking about your business as a lab. You have a lot of tools available, such as surveys and telephone interviews and taping.
Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.